Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keys are here with you on this Thursday morning. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Talking a little college football, the Connor Stallion situation, which continues seemingly every day to take another wild turn. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in Max Olson, who covers college football for The Athletic. Max, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Guys, I just seen this on Joe's Twitter account. Billie Jean's incredible. Big fan.
See? A+. See? It's about to take
off. Everywhere. It's
everywhere. It's about to take off.
Make it a thing, guys. Make it a thing.
It's a thing. We can't figure out who came up with it. Like, someone came up with it, like, what, months ago?
Yeah.
Right?
And now it's officially going to be the nickname.
They should be monetizing right
now.
Okay,
good. Yeah. Good. Monetize it.
I'll send you a t-shirt.
That's right. That's right. So, Max, look, college football is kind of, as you know, in its own world of crazy sometimes, and there's been some wild stories. Can you think of anything wilder than this Connor Stallion situation with Michigan football? This has been amazing to watch all this unfold, and now the Central Michigan stuff coming out the last couple of days. What have you made of just this entire saga with Connor Stallion just before we get to where this could be going?
Yeah, I mean, it's completely unreal. There's no doubt about it. I think when you've got, you've got a deal like this, first of all, it certainly seems like the term signal stealing just is a sexy term to people for whatever reason. And then you combine it with Connor Stallions, which is just the absolute perfect name for all this. And you got a team that, I mean, I've covered some Michigan games this year. They might legitimately be the best team in the country this year, regardless of what they were up to. And so it's wild to think. This is not just a matter too. Like usually when you see recruiting violations pop up, it's sort of like, okay, yeah, that's bad, but it's like kind of hard to like prove like, oh, how that affected this year's team and stuff like that. Like if Michigan was sending people out to games this year, if there were butts in seats and tickets purchased this year, it'd absolutely affect this year's team and a team that is in the process of trying to make the college football playoff and win it all. And so there's just kind of a collision of things here that it is kind of a perfect storm of a story here. And we truly, over the next month, truly do not know how this is going to play out.
So, Max, yeah, you and Bruce did a really interesting – Bruce Feldman did a really interesting story, talked to a lot of coaches, kind of did some questions too, some polling of the coaches and also some really interesting comments. You previously did – not long ago, a story on sign stealing too that was also fascinating. First of all, how much have you learned about the world of sign stealing just since this began?
I have learned a ton, and I got to be honest, I don't know if I'm cut out for it. I went to the Kansas-Oklahoma game over the weekend in Lawrence, and everyone says Oklahoma is incredibly good at signal stealing. That's a big operation under Brent Venables. And guys, I was watching with binoculars. I had no idea if Oklahoma was doing it. I had no idea how to detect it. Right? It's not always as easy as this Connor Stallions guy standing next to the head coach or the DC. You know what I mean? And so it's, but it's been fascinating. I wrote a piece last week, talking to a coach at a Power Five program who is a signal stealer who's pretty good at it by all accounts, and we kind of talked through really how it works in terms of doing it legally with watching TV copy, trying to match it up with game film. How do you kind of get these, get this kind of figured out and create an advantage going into games. We have a piece up on The Athletic this week that has really blown up about Bruce and I surveyed 50 coaches across FBS. You know, it's not just a bunch of coaches in the Big Ten who obviously feel strongly about this. It's coaches from all 10 conferences. And it was really interesting to try to kind of gauge their views on this. Believe me, all the coaches I called, none of them were like, I don't want to talk about Michigan or what's going on at Michigan. Like, everybody is very in tune with this story and has strong opinions on it. And I think the big takeaway is that, the vast majority, 94% of the coaches that we polled, they do feel like this is a serious thing and that Michigan should be punished.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just something I've never – heard of anything quite like this. I mean, obviously, like you said, there are attempts. I mean, there's so much put into hiding your signals. I've always wondered, well, they must be also putting effort into trying to get them, right? I mean, if you're that worried about it, then you must be trying to do some yourself. I know that there, with different programs are more serious about it than others. But in your opinion, Max, do you think that this is unprecedented in terms of the scope of this? And then also, what do you think should happen here with Michigan? I know it's so hard. There's no precedent. What do you think should happen?
Right. It's hard to say. I think that's actually one of the things when we talked to coaches that kind of baffled them is like, how long has it really been going on, and how could they be so sloppy with the receipts of purchasing tickets in his name and things like that? I think there's a lot of people that kind of wonder how long this has gone on and how much longer it could have gone on. You talk to some coaches who think it's possible that other schools were doing maybe a smaller version of this, but I think that there's real genuine shock among the coaches that we surveyed about this that, yeah, you know, they just knew this was explicitly against the rules, and they really didn't know of other cases of people breaking this rule. And I think a lot of people, and I know people can roll their eyes at that and say, well, these guys are going to tell you that they break the rules too. But I think a lot of people really are, you know, pretty genuinely stunned that Michigan would go to these lengths, especially when they have one of the best teams in the country and theoretically wouldn't need these kinds of advantages. And so, it's wild to see in terms of what should happen. It's a really tough one. And it was for coaches we pulled too. You certainly can find quite a few people in the Big Ten, and I'm sure at Ohio State and Penn State and the ones that feel like they're really affected by this, that feel like Michigan, you know, should not be allowed to play in the Big Ten title game. And we talked to some coaches who kind of made that argument. And I think that a lot of people in that league are very curious as to, you know, Tony Fatini, a brand new commissioner in that conference, like, is he really going to be willing to step in here and do something? It's certainly very, very clearly an integrity issue for the conference when they've been stealing signals off campus from all of these schools in their league, right? It affects everybody. But certainly, like I said, I'm sure it's tempting for the leaders, as we saw from the CFP, to kind of just sit back and say, well, we're just going to let this play out, and this is an NCAA issue. It's not our issue. And so I really don't know. I would be a little bit surprised if the Big Ten was willing to make a bold decision on this stuff. But I think certainly a lot of people on the outside are watching it and saying they kind of have to.
Max Olson from The Athletic with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Max, as you said, there's no question Michigan has a ton of talent. They very well might be the best team in the country this season. But the cynic in me looks at this, Max, and says, all right, well, there was a certain level of success they were reaching under Harbaugh, and with the timeline that we know about all this Stallion stuff, all of a sudden that program got elevated to where they're making the college football playoff a couple of years in a row. So how much do you think this has played into their success, and what's been the response from coaches in terms of the success and how impactful this has been on the field for Michigan?
Yeah, it's a great question, and one that we kind of tried to pick their brains on, because that's ultimately why we did it. It's not to do a survey just to kind of get coaches talking badly about Michigan. It's to understand, how does the coaching industry actually perceive this stuff? Do they view it as no big deal because Michigan did have, you know, a bunch of NFL draft picks and was able to, you know, win some big games against Ohio State and things like that? In our survey of coaches, 37 out of 50 did feel that signal stealing has played a role in Michigan's success since 2021. Obviously, they were terrible in 2020 and lost four games. And, you know, to what extent did this make them great? It is a really tough thing to quantify and pin down. And I'm sure there are some games where they had stolen signals and the opponent changed their signals, and maybe that advantage was maybe mitigated a little bit. But, you know, honestly, guys, I in doing this survey of coaches, I talked to several coaches who used to be signal stealers. You know, and when you're younger in this business and you're a pretty sharp guy and you're just an analyst or quality control or GA, and you've got the ability to do this, it's a great thing to kind of add value to a coaching staff and earn the trust of your head coach. And I talked to a few guys who've been signal stealers and been pretty good at it. And their opinion was, if they were armed with this kind of information that you would get from filming at other people's games, as opposed to just kind of going through TV copy and just trying to find hints here and there, one of them described it as shooting fish in a barrel. They said it's game over. If you've got that stuff and you have a system for how to execute it, he said it's worth multiple touchdowns on both sides of the ball. So I think that even the people who have done this before know, man, if Connor Stallions had as good of a system as it seems like he did, it could make a significant difference, especially in the biggest games.
Yeah. Well, and then you got the TCU situation, right, Max, which apparently was not the water was muddied, right? Right. Reportedly, and all of a sudden they score 51. I mean, to me, it's like if I'm on defense and I even know it's like if you're at the bat, just tell me ball or strike, and I got a chance. If I'm on defense and I know pass or run, right? I mean, yeah. Alone gives you a step or two, like you guys wrote. I was also, though, someone made an interesting point in the piece, Max, of, you know, like even the success begetting more success, right? With recruiting and everything that they've been, it's just been incredible momentum. It's quite a story. Here's another one for you, relevant to our region here, Max, because some Tennessee fans, there's talk about the whole South Carolina thing and the, you know, giving the information to other schools and all this stuff. And at first I'm like, okay, this seems a little bit conspiracy-ish. But what do you think about that? I mean, do you think we're going to hear more about that as well, about other games being affected and Michigan kind of trying to, you know, manipulate the whole picture with this system?
Yeah, it's extremely interesting. I have talked to some of the guys I've talked to in the past week who had a background in signal stealing. I did ask them, hey, would you share the stuff that you gathered with other teams if they asked? And one of them told me yes, that definitely does go on. You know, it's usually going to be like someone you're really tight with that you're friends with in the business. If they're going to ask you, it's kind of hard to say no to them. So I can say from talking to a few people, does you know, taking that information and giving it to somebody else, does that happen? It does happen. Now, I have talked to someone on the Tennessee staff in the course of this reporting, and their sense was like, we're not really buying that. We played terrible that night. But I can certainly understand, you know, if we had like real documented proof that happened, it wouldn't like stun me if that were the case. Now, I understand that can be something that people kind of take and run with. And especially, you know, I when talking with these signal stealers, that one of them pointed out like, hey, if you see a game or a guy's like a really good offensive play caller and they're one of the best in the country, and they just have an all-time bad game, like, it's possible they got got. And in that game, it is possible that Tennessee got got. But, you know, some of the people I've talked with are maybe a little bit more skeptical that was the difference maker. And to be honest with you guys, as much as these coaches are aware that this is going on and have practices and stuff, when you ask coaches, hey, have you ever lost a game due to signal stealing, the vast majority I talked to said no.
Well, Max, this is really interesting stuff. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning, and I'm sure we'll talk to you very soon about all this as well.
Hey, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Max Olson from The Athletic, our guest here on Robbie and Rexall. We'll react to what Max had to say, get Joe's thoughts on the Connor Stallion situation that continues to take a turn day by day. We'll get back into the Titans and Steelers coming up as well. This is Robbie and Rexall, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.